In this bulletin, world leaders congratulate Anthony Albanese on Labor's victory in the federal election. The AEC says the full count for the Senate could take weeks. And in AFL, umpiring decisions questioned in Geelong's win over Collingwood. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. World leaders have congratulated Anthony Albanese on a historic second term in office. In a statement, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he wishes Mr. Albanese continued success in serving the people of Australia and delivering meaningful achievements. Meanwhile, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto conveyed his heartfelt congratulations, and European Union President Ursula von der Leyen says the relationship between the EU and Australia goes beyond friendship, and she called for a further deepening in cooperation. The Australian Industry Group has also congratulated Mr. Albanese in what it called a clear victory at a time of increasing economic and geopolitical uncertainty. The group's CEO, Innes Willocks, says right now is the toughest time in a generation to be a business owner, and he urged Mr. Albanese to tackle productivity, major reform to the tax system, and connected and coherent skills systems to future-proof the workforce. Mr. Albanese says his approach in his second term will be on looking out for each other.
Australians have chosen to face global challenges the Australian way, looking after each other while building for the future. And to serve these values, meet these challenges, seize these opportunities, and build that better and stronger future, Australians have chosen a majority Labor government.
Meanwhile, Ali France, the Labor candidate who unseated Coalition leader Peter Dutton from his seat of Dixon in Brisbane, has thanked voters for their support. The disability advocate, former journalist and world champion para-athlete won the seat in her third attempt and says it couldn't have happened without the dedication of the volunteers and members of her team. She's vowed to be a dedicated MP for all voters in her electorate.
Finally, thank you to all those in Dixon who voted for change and maybe voted for Labor for the very first time. Be assured, I will be an MP for everyone in our community, whether you voted for me or not. My door will always be open and I will work my little heart out for you every day.
And the full makeup of the Senate won't be known for weeks as the Australian Electoral Commission completes its official count, including early votes. Independent David Pocock has been re-elected for a second term after he made history at the 2022 federal election as the first independent senator to represent the ACT federally. The latest count has seen voter support for him double. In a statement, he thanked voters, saying he's deeply humbled by the support. Zali Steggall in Warringah is among a number of so-called teal independents who won traditionally safe Liberal seats at the last federal election and who have retained their seats this time. She'll be joined in Parliament by Allegra Spender in Wentworth and Kate Cheney in Curtin. Ms. Steggall told Sky News when she visited polling booths on election day that the voter sentiment was clear.
I think Australians have rejected adversarial politics and sort of divisive politics and have looked for policies and solutions. I know from my experience on the ground I went to 27 booths yesterday during the day, and overwhelmingly the message I got from voters was they really rejected the fear and smear campaign. So the negative, you know, we had billboards and signs and plaster stuff. Wait. And they really reject that.
Meanwhile, Catholics from across the world have attended a candlelight rosary procession to mourn Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican. Colombian Catholic Jose Gomez says that being in the Vatican helps him to feel close to Pope Francis.
As Colombian people, we are really religious and really Catholic. So for us, it's a really good experience to feel this in our closest way possible, you know, because we've been hearing about this place all our lives, and this is the first time we are here, so for us it's the best experience possible.
Some 135 cardinals are eligible to take part in the vote for the next head of the 1.4 billion member church. They'll begin their secret conclave to elect the new leader of the global church on May 7th. In the AFL, Geelong has defeated Collingwood 90-87, ending the team's six-game winning streak, although fans and commentators have questioned the umpiring decisions. Geelong coach Chris Scott says the closing of the game was tense.
It can't be repeated what was on my mind, but I think it was a game where you kind of expected something like that to happen. Like, even so, that bit was, you know, the holding the ball free kick in the middle was like added to the theatre of it, and get it forward and have a shot after the siren. The one that was more frustrating was the mark in the goal square before that. I mean, we were fortunate, I think, to get away with the win in the end.
I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.